Hey, honey, it's time for bed. Can I come in and take the candle? Sweetheart, it's really getting late, and you have to get up early tomorrow for school. Come on, chop chop. I know it sucks that the power's out and that your phone's dead, but you have to get some rest. Walking around the campus today was just the beginning of your whole new college career. And if you don't get there on time tomorrow, you'd already be messing it up. What do you mean you can't get to sleep? Probably all the excitement of starting college tomorrow, huh? No, not that. Then what? Oh, come on. I'm your mother. You can tell me anything. Now, tell me, what's wrong? Sweetie, what could you possibly need to use my phone for that can't wait until tomorrow? I've got some games on it, but I don't think they're the kind of games that you like to play. No, young man, no. You can't use it unless you tell me what you're using it for. I can't let you waste the battery for no good reason. I need to use it too, you know. And suppose we have an emergency while the power's out. No, it can't be. It has to be something really important for me to lend you my phone. If you want it, you're just going to have to tell me why. What? You need it for porn? Oh, for the love of God. Well, at least you're being honest. Your father and I have always encouraged you to be honest and upfront, so yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. But that'd be a waste of my phone's battery, so nope. Sorry, not gonna happen. That's not a good enough reason. Night, baby. I know. It sucks to have a boner and can't do anything about it. Your dad was like that, too, when we met. He used to get these big, huge boners when we went out to dinner at the Brown Derby and kept telling me to hurry up and finish eating so we could get back to his place and... Oops! Sorry. Too much information, I guess. You get so cute when you're flustered. I'm just being open and honest with you, you know. You really need to come, don't you? Oh, don't be embarrassed, sweetie. You're a young man now, and that's supposed to be what happens. It's biology. I mean, yeah, scientifically, it does help with your nerves and stress level. I know. And you do have a big day tomorrow. And you won't be any good tomorrow unless you can get some sleep, so... But what if there's an emergency and my phone's dead and I can't call for help because you used up all the juice watching porn? Wait, I know. I got an idea. Hold on. Let me close the door. Listen, baby. I know your father seems kind of absent lately. He's always so busy with work and everything. But you know I do care about you and your future, even if he seems distracted sometimes. So... You know I care about you a lot. I'm telling you this because, well, I'll just come right out and say it. When I was growing up, boys didn't need to watch porn to masturbate. They just kind of, I don't know, played with themselves in the shower or something, I guess. Maybe sometimes they'd steal a Penthouse magazine or two from their dad's collection when nobody was looking. Take it back to their bedroom and, oh, you know. What I'm getting at is that you don't need my phone to watch porn to jerk off. You can just, you know, use the pictures in your head. What do you mean you don't have any pictures in your head? That your mind's a blank. Sweetheart, don't sell yourself short. Of course you can do it. A young guy like you? Just think about some, I don't know, a really nice girl at school maybe, and some really nice boobs on a girl. Yeah, maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe one of your teachers or something, if that's your thing. Just think about them and how nice and round and soft those boobies are. You know, boob-like. It's not working, huh? I never thought a kid of mine wouldn't have any imagination. Maybe you like butts then. Maybe you're not a boob man. Maybe you're a butt man. You like watching girls twerk? Is that the word? Shake that ass? Or maybe you're a leg man. No good, huh? Maybe you just need to take a minute to concentrate, to, I don't know, close your eyes and focus, or, not working, huh? I can see you're trying to conjure up a picture in your mind, but it's like your mind's a blank. You got some kind of writer's block or something, I guess. Okay, I got another idea. I'm your mother. I always have ideas. Let me just move the candle out of the way, and I think I know how to fire up your imagination. I'll just take my top off. Yeah. Shh. Don't worry, sweetheart. It's so dark in here that you can't even tell it's your mother. They're just going to be boobs, just like, you know, floating in the air. They're wonderful, aren't they? Yeah. Hey, they're over here. You're looking at the wrong place, sweetie. I know it's hard to see in that dark and everything, without any moonlight to see by. Oh, fuck. This is awkward, but I don't know. In for a penny, in for a pound, as they say. Sweetie, now listen to your mother. We're in this together. We've already crossed some boundaries, so it wouldn't hurt if you'd, you know, just take out your arms and use your hands to grab my boobs a little bit, you know, just to get yourself off. Go ahead and using your hands, just, oh, you know, touch them. Fondle them, give them a little squeeze, touch my nipples. That'll help you, right? Oh, come on, they're just boobs. It's not like you're grabbing my pussy, you know. You want to get off, don't you? Go ahead, grab a handful or two. Yeah, you won't hurt me. Besides, they're just boobs. They aren't your mommy's boobs. They're some other girl's boobs. Relax, honey. This will only be weird if you make it weird. You can't see me, and I can't see you. Ooh, I think I just felt something. What is that you got underneath the blanket? Are you hiding something down there from your mother? What is that? Holy shit! Wait. Let me get the candle closer. Jesus Christ. Oh, no, honey. Don't try and hide it. It's a good thing. It's a great thing, actually. I wasn't scared of it. In fact, pull those covers down more. Come on. Trust me. What in the fuck? I always thought you were so much like your father, but this is a big difference. I know. I'm sorry for bringing your dad up again. It's just that I can't help it. Fucking wow! You got a really big cock, honey. You know that? Well, I guess you do know that. I guess it's not something you can hide or anything. It's just that I've never seen it before. Not like this. Not once you've started to grow up. God, jeez. God, I haven't seen a man hung so well since my freshman year in college when I was at the boys' dorm and I pulled that... Oops, never mind. Jesus H. Christ. God. Oh, sweetie, don't get so flustered. It happens. Is that something that you guys can control? Don't think of me as your mother right now. Just think of me as a woman. An older woman. You know, a woman who simply appreciates your young dick. Your big, huge dick. Here, I'll blow out the candle so you can't see how shocked I am and how much I like what I see. I just wish there was more light. That's better, right? All right, good. Now, pretend we're strangers. Get your hands back on my boobs. You still need to come, right? Oh, don't be so timid. You'd think a guy with a dick that big would have some confidence. Jesus. Just grab a handful of my tits while you play with yourself with your other hand. You've got big hands. You're a smart boy. You can multitask, can't you? Come on now. Don't be shy. Assert yourself. Oh, Jesus, do I have to do everything for you? You aren't making this easy for me, you know. I guess I'm just going to have to help you out some more. More than just letting you feel my tits. Now, don't be embarrassed. I'm just going to reach out here and put my hand on your cock. Don't freak out. Ooh, relax, sweetie. You weren't going to come anytime soon with how you were grabbing my tits and going about things. I could tell how nervous you were just by your touch. So I'm going to give you a hand, so to speak. Shh, don't worry. I won't tell your father if you won't. Besides, I can't see anything in here. It's so dark. I'm just going to have to feel around and find the salami that's hiding underneath the covers. What? Well, that's what we used to call it in college. Jeez Louise, you are so big. I haven't had to use both hands in a long time. And the girth of this thing, too. Shit. Oh, don't worry, though, sweetie. Mommy knows what she's doing. Fuck. If the lights were on, I'd spit on it so your cock would be all nice and wet for me. But I guess I'm afraid I'd miss in the dark and get your sheets all wet, spitting all over you. But my hands feel good, though, right? Nice and warm and soft. You're right. I could just spit on my hands, couldn't I? I bet you got that idea from watching porn, huh? Well, I'm glad to know you're paying attention to something, at least. Oh, boy. With a dick like this, you're going to have to get it really wet before you put it anywhere. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. That feels good, right? You like that? You like feeling my hand on your dick? If you want, I can get some more lube. Your father doesn't use it much anyway. Sorry. It's so hard to treat you like a stranger, even though we can't see each other. I'll try my best not to talk about your dad. I can see you don't like it. There. Oh, wow. Your balls are pretty big too, huh? Oh, you must have been storing your cum up for days. Jesus, you must have been really horny, huh? I bet your balls are full of cum. Yeah. Well, I've been pretty horny too lately. And you know, I think you might have the biggest cock I've ever seen. Well, barely seen. at least felt. I know what. I'm going to go get my phone out. Yeah, stay still, sweetie. Stay right there. Don't move an inch. I want to take a picture of it. I know it may not work well being in the dark and everything, but geez, let me see here. I can do this. Yeah. Okay, pictures. Yeah, take a picture. Yeah, there. There. Okay. Okay, hold still. Got it. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That is 100% honest to God, the biggest cock ever. Oh, what the fuck? Why is your dad so average sized? Oh, you must have won the DNA lottery or something, young man. The good Lord blessed you, just like he blessed me with big tits, which you were feeling just a few minutes ago. Yeah. Hey, don't worry about it. I know what I said earlier, but taking a good picture of your huge dick is a really good use of my phone battery, if you ask me. And now that I've seen you in all your glory, I know what has to be done. I know what to do. Yeah, I know your cock has to be worshipped. Mm-hmm. Yeah, worshipped. Mm. You think any college girls know how to worship a cock and give a good blowjob? Well, not from what I've heard. Never mind where. I hear talk. Down at the laundromat. You know, that time my washer broke down. Look, sweetie, you can't see my face, and I can't see yours either. Just pretend I'm not your mother. Just pretend I'm not even really here. I'm just a figment of your imagination. Yeah, a figment. But, well, it's hard to explain, but I have this urge. I really want to suck your dick, honey. No, I didn't say that right. I really need to suck your dick. So just lie back on the bed and relax and let mommy take care of you and your big, beautiful cock. Do you like feeling my tongue licking your shaft? All the way down to your balls. Oh, honey. Into my mouth. Oh, fuck, you're huge. My jaw is stretched so wide. Trying to get you all in. Fuck, My dry has been felt like this since college. It's intoxicating. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, baby. Oh, I love this. I love sucking your cock so much. Oh, baby. It's so big. I can hardly fit in my mouth. Dude, that's amazing. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I love your cock. My mouth looks so good. Oh, I love sucking on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, your cock tastes so good. Oh, I love the way it tastes. So young and fresh. It's fucking incredible. Let me go back down and taste your balls again. Oh, yeah. Oh. Your balls are so big. And they're so full. They're so full of cum. Let your mommy help you. Let mommy help you. Fuck, your dick is so hard and heavy. Having it sit on my face would make such a hot selfie. Oh, God, it's so big. Not gonna lie. Oh, and you gotta be careful where you put this thing, you know, young man. Yeah. Not every girl can take a cock this big. Oh, and it's so veiny, too. Oh, baby, I love your cock so much. So nice and big and fat and thick. I'm filling up my mouth so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, baby, I'm really, oh, I'm getting turned on, too. Hey, listen, I really want to fuck you. Yeah, I do. I really want to feel the teeth sticking inside me. You think you can stretch my cunt out, huh? Fuck me like a young, naive college girl. Oh, you think you can fuck me hard, sweetie? Make me scream? Choke me? So that I don't get too loud, huh? Yeah. Because I really want to fuck you so bad, honey. I want to sit on your huge cock until your balls deep inside me. I don't care how long it takes. I want the dick inside me until the sun rises. I want to see how stretched out your huge, massive cock makes me. I want to see a comb dribbling out of my cunt. Oh,
I want that good dick inside me so bad, baby. Can you fuck me? Can you fuck behind me? Please, sweetheart. Can you please fuck me? With your huge, young, hot, teenage.
God damn it! You go just as fast as your dad does! And here I was hoping that you two didn't have that in common! Well, at least your cum tastes good. Even sweet. Yeah. Much better than your father's. Must be that diet you're on, huh? It's real good, actually. Keep it up, sweetie. Yeah. Let me just wipe my face off. I'm a mess. About what I said, sweetie. I kind of, I don't know, got lost in the moment, if you know what I mean. You know, I couldn't see your face or anything, and all I could feel was your dick in my hand, and then in my mouth, and I don't know, I just kind of went crazy there for a bit, didn't I? Yeah, I was, I don't know, I was only saying those things to get you off, you know? Yeah, so, don't put too much thought in it, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have a big day tomorrow, don't you? Let me find my shirt and, I'm a mess. I got cum all over the place. Gosh, on my tits, everything, Jesus. Well, hopefully we won't get any more blackouts, huh? And, hopefully you're as tired as I am. Whew, oh boy, yeah. I'm just gonna blow this candle out and, Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sweet dreams, honey. Yeah.